A whole new handle on stress. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober Living Snippets, where we learn how to live alcohol-free for body, mind, and soul. That's right, body, mind, and soul. Holistically happy, all around happy gals. That's what we are. And today is part two of our Mel Robbins Let Them book study. Let Them. We are looking at the book by Mel Robbins called Let Them from an Alcohol-Free Perspective. Yesterday, we did part one, which was a general rundown of what the Let Them theory is. And the second part of it, Let Me. If you didn't catch that, go back to yesterday, catch up. And also, don't forget there's a study guide that goes along with this book study. Simply go to the show notes, download your guide, and you can follow along. You'll have journal prompts there, and you'll have reflection questions, and you'll have key quotes from Ms. Robbins. So grab your book study. Now, today is the second part, and then we'll continue our book study next Monday and Tuesday. So we are looking at this book Mondays and Tuesdays over the next 4.5 weeks. Okay. The second section here is about stress. Ms. Robbins talks to us about how to handle stress using her theory. And let me tell you, stress is important for us because we drink. Why? We use alcohol to manage stress. And of course, we know we need some other way to handle stress other than alcohol. And so let's have a look at what Ms. Robbins has to teach us about handling stress so that we can loosen our grip a little bit more on alcohol. Here's a quote from chapter 3. The fastest and most effective way to start using the Let Them theory is to rise above the countless tiny stressors you face every day. She points out, quote, you can't control how other adults behave, and stressing about it diminishes your power. Right? Okay, well, there it is. I think we've probably talked about that a million times before, haven't we? We can't control other people. And when we allow their behavior to stress us, we end up drinking more. Well, how exactly do you use the Let Them theory to not stress? Hopefully it's more than just saying, I can't control their behavior, so I'm not going to stress. Look, we have automatic reactions here. So yes, of course, she gives us more than just saying, don't stress about it. Robbins says, just stop and ask yourself, why do you have to let a long line at the coffee shop ruin your day? Why is traffic putting you in a bad mood? Why do you feel overwhelmed when someone interrupts you during an important task? Why does the person talking loudly on their phone in public irritate you? Why does a family member's unsolicited advice feel like a personal attack? Why does somebody else's slow pace in a busy walkway make you feel rushed? These are the types of everyday stressors we allowed to get to us that'll eventually snowball and we'll end up by the end of the day, we need a glass of wine to unwind. This isn't exactly rocket science, is it? But how do we stop stressing about these things? In this chapter, Mel Robbins gives us a long, long, long list of things that we get stressed about for no reason or things that we shouldn't be stressed about. But how do we not stress? I mean, we already know this, right? I already know that I shouldn't be stressed when I'm in front of somebody who's driving really slow, but I still feel my stomach turning into knots. You can tell me a million times, well, don't stress about it. You can't do anything about it. So don't stress about it. But there it is. The reaction comes anyway. So what's the answer, Ms. Robbins? And here's what she says. The first step is to understand what stress actually is. Of course, Mel Robbins explains that stress is a physiological state in your brain. We end up in fight or flight mode. And it's important to understand that it's not just the physical feeling we have, but that the brain itself has kicked into overdrive and is trying to protect us. However, the brain was not meant to stay in that state. And she quotes Dr. Aditi, who studied stress and explained that when you're stressed, you not only feel like you're in survival mode, but from a neurological standpoint, your brain actually is in survival mode. Your goals, your dreams, your best self, your ability to be patient and non-reactive, it all goes right out the window. Okay, so she explains to us that stress is a physiological response inside the brain. You and I, we need to understand how to come down from stress without a glass of wine. Well, one of the most powerful ways you can do that is to stop and breathe. Always be breathing. When you recognize that you're in fight or flight, stop and take a few deep breaths. Recognize that you're stressed. And then, of course, that's from me. And then from Mel Robbins, turn to your let them theory and allow yourself to just shrug it off and recognize, hold on a second, I don't have to control all these things that are going on around me. This is a quote. The moment you say let them, you are signaling to your brain that it's okay. This isn't worth stressing about. You are telling your amygdala to turn off. You're resetting that stress response by detaching from the negative emotion you feel. So in other words, Mel Robbins' answer to stress is to understand the let them theory and then use it. When you feel stressed and you realize, oh, I'm in panic mode, my brain is in fight or flight mode, Mel Robbins says, just remind yourself to say let them. And that will become a signal to your brain that everything's okay. Well, I haven't tried this, but it sounds good to me. We could use let them as a phrase or anything that works for us, I would argue. I always use I relax and put aside all mental burdens. Whatever works. But as long as we can recognize that we're in stress mode, recognize that the brain is not functioning properly, it's in fight or flight, recognize that we're stressed, tell ourselves it's okay. What's going on here right now is okay. Let them, as Mel Robbins says. And then she does mention breathing, thank God. She says, quote, let me take another breath. Slow your stress response, calm your body and brain down, take control and regain your power. So there it is. She includes the breath. So in a very simple terms, how do we handle stress using the let them theory? By saying let them and just reminding ourselves that, oh, wait, we've decided to allow things we cannot control to be. Take a deep breath. Remind yourself that you're not willing to try and control everything in the world that you can't control. Take that deep breath and you will settle down. Mel Robbins says, take your power back. Own your reactions. Let them do whatever it is they're going to do. Getting stressed about it is not going to help, right? So that's how we handle stress. In fact, in chapter 4 is called Let Them Stress You Out. And I love that. It's like, okay, well, this is stressful, and laugh it off. You recognize that people are acting in ways that normally would be unacceptable to you. Just start practicing the let them and let me, as Robbins calls them. Let them be what they'll be, and let me take responsibility for my part in this. Take a deep breath and just push back from the situation. Let me just end with another quote from Mel. Here's what she says. Let me is an opportunity for you to put your time, energy, and values at the center of your life. It's where you get to choose what's worth your attention and what isn't. How do you decide what's right for you, particularly when it's a really stressful situation? Great question. I find it helpful in these stressful moments to just say, let them. Take a pause and consider. Is this going to bother me in an hour? Is this going to bother me in a week? Is this something that just bothers me right now? In other words, gals, this is about awareness, isn't it? It's about choices, decisions. We decide we're not going to control what we can't control. You can use let them. You can use a deep breath. You can use any phrase that will work for you. Let them, let me is as good as any, I would argue. So thank you, Mel, for keeping it super simple. But the one thing we know for sure as women who are trying to live alcohol-free, we must be willing to recognize what stresses us out, recognize that we have very little control over almost all of it, and be willing to just stop and surrender in the moment and let them be them, let you be you, take a nice deep breath, and realize that what's happening in front of you basically most of the time doesn't even freaking matter. You know, not only will you not care a year from now, you won't even care a week from now. We don't need a glass of wine to recognize that we can just take a breath, that we don't have to be stressed over these things that we've been letting stress us. I want to stop and point this out, gals. After 7 years of sobriety, living like this becomes so habitual. It did not take me a year to start getting this. One of the things you recognize very quickly when you start living alcohol-free is that you have to, you really need to be able to calm yourself down. and you discover what works for you. Breathing is one of the most powerful things you can do in the moment. Recognizing that you're stressed is another. Just simply allow the world to be what it will be. Let go, let them, let me. There it is. Many, many ways to handle stress. If you want more, pick up the book or come back next Monday and we will continue with part 3, which is called Let Go of What They Think. It's going to be a good one. We no longer care what they think. I don't know. We'll find out next Monday, May 26th. In the meantime, go ahead and grab your guide. You may want to catch up by reading the book or listening to the book. Either way, I'm so grateful you're here with me in Snippet Land. And we'll be back tomorrow with another snippet. And it's a juicy one, gals. Tomorrow, I'm going to give you 5 silent patterns that high-achieving women use to cope with alcohol. These are very interesting patterns that I've discovered. And when we start recognizing them, we start taking back control of our lives. So join me tomorrow. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.